And you mentioned also the blood flow issue, but would that be necessarily the result of the Bev, or could it be the result of an anti-tumor effect?
It probably is not anti-tumor effect that early on, because...
So you saw it sort of right away?
We saw it right away, and the patients noticed it right away.
Huh. Yeah, I think you told me in the past that their breasts felt not as warm.
Right, well, less red. They all noticed it was less red.
That it became less red,
yes.
Like as soon as they got
right.
the Bev.
Well, shortly after, right.
Like so, how long after?
Within days.
Days.
So I doubt seriously it's an immediate anti-tumor effect. That may be related more to blood vessel flow.
And has that been seen in other studies?
Willett looked at it in rectal cancer and found that the interstitial pressure was decreased. I mean, it was a really elegant study. I don't know how they did it, but they did. They found that interstitial flow was definitely decreased. And I think one other group looked at it in breast cancer. And this is with bevacizumab. So I think that it may be related to that.
And now, of course, the NSABP is coming in. You're going to get, what, how many patients on this study?
For B40, I think it's 1,200.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome to have that kind of data available, a huge amount.